Let's start this lesson out right. I want you to repeat these words with me if you don't mind. God is present and among us. Will you say that with me? God is present and among us. And the reason I think that each and every one of us needs to hear that is I'm convinced today, I know in my life, I'm convinced, and I probably in yours as well, that on a daily basis, sometimes we need to be reminded that God is with us. Amen? When we are facing difficulties and we are facing certain challenges and different things that are coming about, we need to know and rest in those safe hands of Jesus Christ, know that we can place our confidence in God, know that our Father in heaven has got this. I've seen so many different things on Facebook and so many different notes that come about and letters that come in the mail and letters that we send out, and many people end it the same way. Hang in there. God has what? God has got this. God's got this. Have you ever seen that? And if we know that God has got this, then let us all feel a little more confident in what we're going to be talking about today. But I've heard, and you see all the different acts of iniquity that's taking place today. You see all of the different things going on today, and it could leave a person believing or maybe feeling somewhat alone. Just let me remind you that God is where people want Him to be. Amen? And I want Christ in my life. I want God in my life. I want Christ dwelling within my heart. I want to be in Christ, and I want Christ in me. Would that be all right? And I know that no matter what I may be up against, no matter what that challenge or difficulty may be, I know that as long as I remember that God is present and He is among us, that everything is going to be all right. Say that with me. Everything is going to be all right. Friends, we all go through many, many different things. We know that many of us go through heartaches, the loss of loved ones, etc. We have many letdowns, many disappointments, many that some would consider a setback. But look at us today. I want you to think about what you've been through over the last 5 years. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost jobs. Some of us have the treachery of a friend. Some of us are in the middle of some contention that may be going on. Some have divided relationships. Some have rebellious children. Some have all these different things, a plethora of things that can really haunt us. Do you agree with that? But right in the middle of all that, look where we're at today, Ashley. I want you to notice where we are, and we see that God has carried us through that, hasn't He? And today, you may be right in the middle of one of those storms, but I want to remind you that our God is an awesome God, and we can be more than conquerors with Him because we need to remember and know that God is present and among us, isn't He? So the next time that you and I are facing these challenges and we may utter things like your preacher does sometimes, I just don't know how much more I can take. Anybody ever said that besides me? You know, and how much more can, know, or how much longer does this have to last? And we get caught up in that sometimes. Let us be reminded that God is present and He is among us. And because of that, He's worthy to be praised. Having your Bibles with you, and I trust that you do, if not, I won't make fun of you if you get up and grab the Bible that's in front of you on the back of the pew there. But in the book of Revelation chapter 4, I want us to share together verse 11. The Bible says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive what? And what? And what? All right, for you," talking to the Lord here, listen, "for you, God, created all things, and by," watch this, "and by your will they exist, and we were what?" So you see that God is the Father of us. Amen. He is our Father. Doesn't a father want what's best for his children? Doesn't a father want what's best for his children? So our Father in heaven wants what's best for us. So yes, we're going to go through difficulties. We're going to face challenges. That's part of life. But I want us to be reminded that no matter what we may be up against, that God is present and He is among us. I think about what we've been through. And I know that everybody has a story, don't they? And it is a very, very serious story. You know, what I may share with you may not be that serious to you, but to me, it might have been heartbreaking. It could have been life-changing. It could have been very devastating to you. That might seem minor. You may have some things that make my problems feel a little bitty compared to some of the things that you're going through. But through it all, I want you to look around us today. Through it all, here we are. I'm looking out at everybody in their congregation, and everybody seems to have a smile. Everybody was able to physically walk into the building today, and we were able to do what God is calling us to do. Isn't it nice today that we are able to be here together, look what God has done, and here we are having fellowship with one another. Is that pretty cool? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, does anybody know what the Bible says? How does it start out? But if we what? walk in the light as He is in the light. Give me the next. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, does what? Cleanses us from all of our sin. Isn't it awesome today, brothers and sisters, that we're here having the fellowship in the Lord's house? Is that pretty cool? Thank you, God, for bringing us to this point. Thank you, Lord, for taking us through that fire. Thank you, God, for taking me through those deep waters. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through those winds of controversy that blew our way. So when we think about those things, our God is an awesome God. Just a few moments ago, Jerry Stevens stood up here and presided at the Lord's table. And I think about what that brought to all of us. And we see the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 7. Upon the first day of the week, what do? We break bread, don't we? And we remember what Christ Jesus did for each and every one of us. Oh, how awesome it is to do just that. A while ago, Jerry Jr. was up here. And he was leading us in these songs of praise, wasn't he? Did you enjoy lifting your voice up in song? Did you enjoy singing these praises to our Heavenly Father? Did you? Several of you did. Say amen. Confirm it with an amen. That's right. So we did what the Bible told us to do in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Sing and make melody in your what? Hearts unto the Lord. Have we done that today? Did we do it on our own accord? No, we did it because God took us through the fire, didn't He? He took us through the deep waters. He's taken us through those winds of controversy and those winds of difficulties. And then we were able to do what the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, down in verse 2. Where we were given an opportunity, Brother Larry, to give back to the Lord. Do you agree with that? Isn't that awesome that God carried us through that? That gives me, a worm like me, an opportunity to give back what God has put on loan to me, to give it back to Him. And then He allowed us to do this. He allowed us to pray together. There is nothing stronger in all of the world than a group of Christians praying. Amen? And I think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, pray without what? Ceasing. That means don't stop. You keep on going, brothers and sisters. And I love that the Lord allowed us to be here today to worship Him in spirit and in truth, according to John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit. Those who worship Him must worship. Thank you, Jerry. And in truth. Absolutely. So there are many people in the world today that's had a terrible last week. Do you realize that? There are people that we may know that's had a horrible last week. I think about your grandson-in-law. I think about what he was doing out serving, protecting us, protecting, the John Q. public, wasn't he? And because of some maniac, because of some knucklehead, what happened to him? He was shot twice. Thank you, Lord above, that He's carried him through that. Amen? And that's a pretty bad week. But on the other hand, it's a pretty good week because the Lord took him through that. That bullet could have been to the left and could have got him in the head, could have killed this fellow. So all we can say is, God, You're an awesome God. God, thank You for carrying him through that. Thank You for taking him through that storm. Thank You for going against the wiles of the devil, because the other guy's evidently, according to his lifestyle, is doing things that the devil must be proud of. But you know what? There's people that's had a bad last week and a bad day, etc. There's a large number of people. I know this doesn't sound encouraging to you, but did you know that there's going to be a lot of people? There could be some in this auditorium right now that's going to have a real bad week. Did you know that? Some could have a real bad day tomorrow. And we know what? It could be just opposite. We may have an awesome next week. But sadly, there are difficulties that come, and it rains on the just and the unjust, as we see it over in the book of Matthew chapter 5. But what I want us to remember, and what I'm convinced that the Lord wants us to remember, is that God is present, and He is among us no matter what you may be going through. Amen? So no matter what we may be facing, no matter what we may be involved in, God is present and He's among us. Remember what Jesus did. Jesus promised to His disciples that He would always be with them, that He would never leave them, that He would never forsake them. Do y'all remember anything about that? In the book of Matthew chapter 28, down in verses 18 through 20, Jesus was given what you and I call the Great Commission. Basically, He was given those disciples instructions to go out and to make disciples of all the nations. He basically told them, you got a job to do. Don't sit there on your duff. Let's get up and get the moving. Is that what He said? Yeah, that's what He's telling us. Does that still apply today? Absolutely. And what did He tell them to do? He said, go make disciples of all the nations. He said, baptize them, didn't He? And then if you look a little bit further, the Bible says, what did He say? Teaching them to observe all things I commanded you, and lo, I am with you. Always finish it up, church. Who said that? Do we believe it? Say it like you mean it. Absolutely. So we believe that Jesus will be with us all the way, even to the end of age. And then I think about what that great psalmist said over in Psalm 56, down in verse 9. The Bible says, when I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. I love this part. This I what? Anybody see it? Because God is for me. And if God is for us, then who then could be against us? Listen, I know things get very difficult for every single person in here. Every one of us, we face trials, we face difficulties, we face temptations, we face setbacks. But also in the middle of that, we face blessings. We're blessed beyond measure. We have doors that are being opened for us. It's not always bad, is it? What sometimes seems to be bad, all it is God making plans for something good, isn't it? So we need to remember that God is present and He is among us. Jesus, the Son of the living God, Bobby, I want you to remember this. You and I are going to remember this, that He stands at the door and He knocks. Amen? And He stands at that door and He knocks, and He wants us to let Him in. Having your Bibles, go over to the book of Revelation chapter 3. You can look at verses 19 and 20. Revelation chapter 3, 19 and 20. Does God want us to open our hearts to Him? Does Christ Jesus want us to open our hearts unto Him? Now, opening our hearts unto God doesn't mean, okay, God, come in. It means to open up for everything. It means open up for God's instruction, amen? It means open up for His chastisement, doesn't it? It means open up for God's correction. It means open up for God's guidance. It means open up for God's love. It means open up and receive God, amen? And so when we receive that, we're going to receive the things that we need. But you got to be sure that we're putting Him first. What does He tell us in Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all of these things. What things? The things you need to survive, boy, in your spiritual walk will be added unto you. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. So isn't that awesome that we've got a God that is present and He is among us? If you believe that, say amen. The book of Revelation chapter 3, 19 and 20, the Bible says, as many as I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous, and this is what you better do. Now, if Richard was here, what would he say, Nancy? That's right. He'd say, repent. Behold, I stand at the door, and what am I doing, Bobby? I knock. If anyone, listen to this, if anyone hears my voice and he opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he will be with who? Actually, he'll be with me. Who do you want to be with? I want to be with the Lord, amen? I want God dwelling in me. I want to be in Him, and I want to do exactly what God's Word is calling me to do, because our God is an awesome God. So when these times do come about, and we know that no one is exempt from struggles and difficulties and all those type things, we need to remember what the Scripture says, what the Hebrew writer wrote, inspired of God, Hebrew writer wrote. That's hard to say, isn't it? In Hebrew 13, verses 5 and 6, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself, talking about Jesus, it says, I will never nor go to 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my what? And I will not fear what man can do to me. So what does that mean? That means what the card says, what those things on Facebook says, what the Bible says, Bobby. God's got this. Amen? So let's be sure that we are putting our confidence in God, because He is present and He is among us. So let's get into our lesson very quickly, a little bit heavier, and let's look at these points real quick. Got about three of them that we're going to consider. So as we talk about today, God is present and among us. The first point I want us to examine is this. We know that God is present and among us. You know why? Because the Bible says so, doesn't it? You like that or not? But we know it because the Bible teaches that He is with us. I am convinced that the Bible is indeed the true Word of Almighty God, because the Bible says that. Where did I get that? Paul told that young preacher Timothy that. He said, I know you've heard me say this, Jerry. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped by every good work. Do y'all remember that? Is that what Paul told Timothy? Did it apply then? Does it apply today? All right, so the Scripture is given by God. So we know that the Scripture teaches us that God is present and He is among us. Even in the smallest of groups, Jesus Christ assures us that he's there. I think about what the Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 20. Somebody was talking to me about that today, and was that you, Esther? There you go. In Matthew 18, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, Esther wanted to argue with me this morning about that, and I had to prove to her what the Bible says. So I told her, you watch it, fella. And so, she actually brought that passage up. I better straighten that out before I have to repent. But Matthew 18, 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. You know what? The Bible gives us that blessed assurance that Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, that he is here. So where can we put our reliance? Who can we put our reliance upon? God. Who can we put our trust in? Jesus Christ. Who can we follow to heaven? Jesus Christ. Very good, Amy. So I think about what the Bible says in John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father. Man, you guys are awesome. I'm this close to loving you. So listen, one of the things that can keep every one of us going, one of the things that will continue to motivate us and keep us rolling in this rough old world is knowing that the Lord is with us in all places, everywhere. Does that make sense? I think about what the Bible says in Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who then can be against us? So we know that God is for us. So do we have to worry about the devil? We better be aware, isn't that right? We better be vigilant because the Bible says so, but we don't have to worry about him because my Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say that with me? My Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Kings chapter 8 is found right after the book of Ephesians. Am I correct? Jerry said it is if you want to. All right, 1 Kings chapter 8, 57 through 60. 1 Kings chapter 8, and we want to look at 57 through 60. The Bible says, may the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us, nor that he may incline your hearts to himself, to walk in all of his ways, and make sure that we keep his what? Commandments and his statutes and what else? Which he commanded, who did he command that to? And may these words of mine, watch this, with which I have made supplication, the Bible says, before the Lord, be near the Lord God, near the Lord our God, day and night, he may maintain the cause of his servant and he call in the cause of his people Israel, as each day may require, that all of the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God. Watch this. There is, y'all didn't say it like you meant it. There is no other. So this is the God that's going to be with us. Amen. This is the God that is with us. He is present and he is among us. So I wanted to bring that out and make sure that we knew that. In the book of Psalms, chapter 48, down in verse 14, we need to remember that there is no other God, small g, as great as our God, capital G. Amen. I know there's a lot of people that create gods, small g, in their life, but I don't care what you create. I don't care who you create. I'm telling you, there ain't but one creator, amen? And that is Almighty God. Psalm chapter 48, down in verse 14, the Bible says, for such is God, our God, forever and ever. Watch this. He will guide us. And how long will he guide us? Ooh, I like that. Even unto death. Into our death, God is taking care of his people, amen? So why then? Why am I convinced that God is present and among us? Because the Bible teaches us that he is present and among us. So today, when we think about it, are you caught up today, seriously speaking, in moments of frustration? Are we caught up in moments of frustration, even on a daily basis? Are you like some people in the world, sometimes me? Have you ever become soon discouraged? Have you ever been there? All right, sometimes no matter how hard we try, no matter what we may be doing, sometimes we just get discouraged, don't we? Anybody beside the preacher just sometimes like, well, okay, this towel's done. It's wet. I'm throwing it in. I'm done. Anybody ever been there? But what do we need to remember when we get like that? We need to remember that God is present and he is, all right, very good. He's among us. He is with us. Heading back to the book of Romans. Is that in the New Testament? Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at verses 35 through 39. We've looked at this several times. We're going to look at it again. Romans 8:35 through 39, we need to understand and know that we can be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We can't do it on our own, can we, sis? But we can do it with Jesus. Y'all ready? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You see that question right there? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed, how long? We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, even in death, even in all these things, the Bible says we are more than, how are we conquerors? Finish that up. Very good. For I am persuaded that neither death, that ain't going to do it, life, nor angels, nope, principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Now watch this. This is a Woodbine version right here, Chris. They ain't no height. You get this? Chris, ain't no height, no depth, no other created thing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? So, Amy, when we talk about the love of the Lord, nobody loves you like God loves you. I know your husband tells you he loves you. I tell Paul that I love her. We tell each other we love each other. And we do. Isn't that right? But nobody loves us like the Lord loves us. Jesus Christ gave his life physically. Felt totally alone upon that cross, carrying our sins, carrying our guilt. And he did it because of his love for the Father and his love for you and his love for me. That's why I stand here today proud. That's why I stand here today, not prideful, stand here proud today to be able to tell you and share with you that God is present and he is among us. Why? Paula, because he loves us, doesn't he? He cares for us that much that he sent his son Jesus to literally die for us. So rest assured, brothers and sisters, you're going to be all right. Whatever we're up against, and we are all up against some stuff, aren't we? But whatever we're up against, everything's going to be all right. You're going to win this battle. Do you know why you're going to win this battle? Because you have God as the commander of your army, don't you? That's why we're going to win this. Why are we going to win this? Because God is the captain of our ship, isn't he? Or should be. God is the CEO of the highest priests, isn't he? God is in charge. This is my God that we're talking about. This is your God that we're talking about. Our God is present, and he is among us. Thank you, Lord, for that. The second point I want us to examine is this. We also know that God is present and among us because of the Holy Spirit. Anybody ever heard of the Holy Spirit? We know because of the gift of the Holy Spirit that God is with us. One thing for certain in life, for the child of the Most High God, is that each Christian, each follower of Jesus Christ, has received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That gift is also called a comforter. Has anybody ever heard of that? Called a comforter. Now, when I say that each Christian, I'm talking about someone becoming a Christian according to the Bible, not what mankind may say is required to become a Christian. Does that make sense? Because there are some people in our religious world today that think you can become a Christian without being baptized. Some think you can become a Christian by being perhaps sprinkled or poured upon and all that. Chris, here it goes again, buddy. That ain't what the Bible says, is it? So the Bible tells us clearly that we are to be born again. How are we to be born again, Amy? By baptism. Isn't that right? Upon our confession of faith. Courtney, do you believe that? We are to be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. Nina, we are to be put to death. And then when we're put to death, that's the old person full of sin, right? And then we come out of that water grave of baptism, Teresa, and now we're walking in the newness of life. Say amen if you believe that. We're walking in the newness of life. You know why? Because God loves us. You know why? Because he's among us. You know what? And at that point, brothers and sisters, we receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. Can you earn it? You can earn the Holy Spirit? Who said yes? And he's going to respond. I said that too. Okay, but can we earn it? Can I buy it? I do have $76 that nobody knows about. Okay, that's not, I can't buy the Holy Spirit. Can I earn it? Can I perform a multitude of alms and good deeds and get it? How do I get the Holy Spirit? How do I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Number one, if it says gift of, that means it's got to be given to me. Isn't that right? So I can't buy it, can't get it, can't obtain it unless I do what God's calling me to do. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit when I am baptized for the right reason, for the forgiveness of my sins. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be what? In the name of who? Then he gives the reason. I don't know why you're not telling me that. Thank you, Jerry, for the remission of sins. And when you do that, you shall receive the gift of the... So, Bobby, do you agree with me today? Do you agree with your preacher that you can't earn it, you can't buy it, but it is a gift given by Christ himself upon our baptism? Is that right? Harvey, do you believe that? God gives us that gift of the Holy Spirit. Folks, as I said a few moments ago, there's some nasty times that's going to come our way. Maybe they already have. We know that there are difficulties and struggles and sicknesses and things of that nature on every corner. Trauma on one end of that and death on the other, isn't it? But thankfully, as a Christian, you and I have a comforter. Not only a comforter to help us get through those difficult times, but I've always, this is a Jerry Ladd deal only, do with it what you want. But I've always called the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit, but I've also called the Holy Spirit my spiritual conscience. When I know in my heart, this isn't right, I believe that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. When I know, hey, Jerry, I think this is the right thing to do, keep on going forward, I think that is the gift of the Holy Spirit as well. Does that make any sense? So, you know, let's take that gift because it is the comforter. And God gives us this great gift. The Bible says it very clearly. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to do it for the remission of sins. And he says you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So yes, these difficult times are going to come about. Problems everywhere. But we have a guide, don't we? And that guide is the Holy Spirit. We have that guide, that comforter. I love what the scripture says over in the book of Acts chapter 5, down in verse 32, where the Bible says, and we are his witnesses to these things. And also is the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Whom God has given, and who's he given it to? Say it like you mean it. To those who obey him. So not to those who try to put in a bigger contribution in the tray, right? Not those who gets more grape juice or, you know, that in the Lord's Supper cup. That's not who he gives it to. Nancy, he gives it to those who are baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. Yes or no? And those who want to walk in the newness of life. You and I on a daily basis should be praising and thanking God. Thanking him for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I am thinking about what Jesus said to his disciples after the resurrection or his resurrection from the dead, John 20, 18 through 22. Friends, listen to me. Just like the disciples and the gift of the Holy Spirit that was given, so are we. He gave them the Holy Spirit in that passage of Scripture when he appeared to them and showed them those nail-scarred hands. He gave them. He said, may the Holy Spirit be upon you. As he gave it to the disciples, you understand that he gives it to us as well. When we come out of that water grave of baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So make sure that we're not abusing that. Don't take that for granted. Make sure that we understand the great sacrifice that was given. Thank you, Father above, for being here today. Amen. Thank you, God above, for being present and being among us. The third and final point, this lesson is yours. We know that God is present and among us because as Christians, I'm going to go back a little bit to point one, but this is still going to be point three. Because as Christians, we are in Christ. Will you say that with me? Because as Christians, we are in Christ. I desire to be in Christ because in Christ, I love what the scripture says, there is no condemnation. That's why I want to be in Christ and I love him and he loves me. I invite you to take a look at what the scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 8, down in verse 1. Therefore, watch this, there is now how much condemnation to those who are in who? Who do not walk according to the flesh, but these people walk according to the Spirit. Very good. Folks, it is nice to know that as a Christian, as a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, as a follower of God, we are in Christ Jesus, and that assures us that God is always with us and that he too is for us. In order for you and me to be in Christ Jesus, we need to understand just what that means. Do you agree with that? We need to understand what it means to be in Christ. It means to be faithful followers. It means to be obedient children of Almighty God, to be faithful members of the body of Christ. I think it's important that we head over to the book of Ephesians. Y'all agree with that? Ephesians chapter what? Does it say up there? Say what verse? Huh? Okay. Depends on how hungry I am if we do those verses. We're not going to do those verses, but I do want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to be calling out so you will be engaged in this. Please participate so that I don't have to, you know, call you out and say, Velma, you didn't say this. When we talk about being in Christ, as we look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, we're just going to hit a few of these if it's okay with everybody. Jerry Jr., are you ready? Okay, here we go. We're going to start out, and remember the in Him and in Christ. Is that all right, Esther? Look at her. She's on fire. All right. Look at verse 3. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Give me the next two words. In Christ. We actually looked at this part one time before, this particular part, but I want to bring this back up again and show us, Courtney, how important, how soul-saving importance is that it is to be in Christ. Does that make sense to everybody? All right. So we already saw that one in verse 3. We'll just go ahead and hit verse 4. Just as He chose us, next two words, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. Give me the next two. Before Him. Are you seeing this, Jerry? Before Him in love. We'll go to number 7. Give me the first two words, congregation. Paula, you didn't say it. Verse 7. Okay, you said it now. Okay, verse 7, the first two words. In Him. We have what? Redemption through His blood, their forgiveness of sins according to the riches of whose grace? Do you mean it? Very good. Verse 10. Now watch this. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might appear, watch this, or He might gather together in one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. Go to verse 11. First two words. Also, we have obtained the inheritance. Watch this, I love this. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of whose will? Are y'all catching on to any of this? All right. Well, then let's drop on down to verse 13. The Scripture says, first two words, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the holy what? Of, there you go. Now, and you can finish reading that chapter later today if you want to, but it's all talking about, seriously speaking, us being in Christ. Amen? And if you go to the book of Revelation later, you can see that the church at Ephesus did a really good job for a while, but then like so many people today, they left their first what? They left their first love. Let's be sure that we're not doing that part. Amen? Let's make sure that we hold to those teachings of God. Let's make sure that we remember that God is present and He is among us. Being in Him, being in God, being in Christ Jesus, having the gift of the Holy Spirit offers us some serious peace and protection. Do you agree with that? 1 John 4:4, the Bible says, "You are of God, little children. You've overcome them because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." So I am comforted, and I hope that you are as well, in knowing that our protection, it comes from Jesus Christ. Amen? Our protection comes from God. Our protection comes from our Creator. I am comfortable in knowing that God is always with us as Christian followers, faithful followers, obedient children of Almighty God, following after His righteousness. God tells us in His Word how we are to live and to live for Him. Being in Christ Jesus, having Christ dwelling within us, I am motivated, and I believe that you are as well. It motivates me to live a closer life today than I did yesterday. I hear Jerry talk about that in his prayers, Jerry Stevens. He says, "Lord, let us do a little bit better today than we've done in the past." Have you ever heard him say that? And I think about that. Man, what a sermon. And I hope that we are all taking that to heart. Let us live a little better tomorrow than what we've done today, and a little bit closer, because all we're doing is following who? We're following Christ. And where are we following Him to? Heaven. Let's tie that up with, we're going home, aren't we? We're following Him to our home. Because you know what? I live at 3600 Hewlett Drive. That's my address. That's where Paul and I live. But our home is in heaven. Amen? John 14, verse 2, in my Father's house are many what? Mansions. And let me tell you something. Yeah, we live in a 980 square foot house, little bitty house. But you have no idea that I got builders building me a big house. Amen? So go ahead on with y'all's fine self, because there is a place, a mansion that's being prepared. Bobby, the only way we're going to get there, buddy, is by making sure that we hold to those nail-scarred hands of Jesus. Amen? And remember that God is present and He is among us. Bobby tried to save y'all. Eyes got big, panic. Chris turned two colors. Like, this guy's going to never shut up. He's going to start all over. God is present and Among us. Say among. Thank you.
Trey's like, I told him three times.
And all right, so how about you? Do you know God? Do you know of God or do you know God? There we go. So we need to know God. We need to know all about God. You know what? We don't have to be a Bible scholar to go to heaven, but we got to be a Bible lover to go to heaven. Amen. We got to know who God is and know that God is a God of love, but he's also a God of severity. He will not allow you to commit spiritual adultery against him and go to heaven. So let's be found faithful. Amen. So whatever we're up against, God will walk us through it. He loves us. John 3:16 shows he loves it. He gave his own son for us. If we believe in him, we won't perish but have everlasting life. Yes or no? Romans 5:8, he demonstrated his love. He sent Jesus. And then as Rob brought out so clear in his class this morning, John 14:15, if you love me, you'll keep what? All right. Do you love the Lord today? Are you keeping his commandments? That's the question. I want you to remember that God is among us. Amen. God is present. He is among us. Today, if you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God, we're encouraging you once again to become a Christian, to hear his word, believe, repent, confess, be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Isn't that right? Live faithful unto death. And always remember that we are indeed, this morning, if you are a Christian, you've taken those steps, but you know, hey, it's time for restoration in my life. I need to be restored. I need to walk out here with a little more confidence, knowing that my life is right with Jesus, but I got to have the prayers of the brothers and sisters to help me get there. If you need anything at all, you're invited to come right now as together we stand in peace.